Quick news update, quick news update. Yes, it is Shawnee and the Wrestling coming at you pre-recorded. The joke still stands. But we have to get into this news update, not because there's a lot, but because there is so little that I don't want to spend a whole half an hour explaining each story. So I will get into this so I don't waste your time and so I don't waste my own time, for we do have SmackDown tonight and we do have our lives to live. So let's go into the topics that we have here. Brian Pillman Jr. seen at Fyter Fest. A big title match announced for tonight's SmackDown. Sasha Banks and Chris Jericho talk about the ratings for both AEW and NXT in their free previews. And possibly the Good Brothers in all three promotions. Let's get into it. Starting off, Brian Pillman Jr. in AEW. Yes, at Fyter Fest, night one, backstage there was a photo taken by what some reports have said was Trent's mom, Sue, of Brian Pillman Jr. talking to Chris Jericho. Now, obviously, Brian Pillman Jr., son of legendary wrestler Brian Pillman, formerly at the Hollywood Blondes and WCW, Flying Brian in WCW, the Loose Cannon going into ECW, and then the Loose Cannon going into the WWF, teaming with Bret Hart in... I forgot that stable's name for a second, but Brian Pillman had an illustrious career that was sadly cut short due to his untimely death. But fortunately, there is a light at the end of this tunnel, as Brian Pillman Jr. has been very active in recent years in the independent scene. He has been a rising star as of late, working for companies such as Major League Wrestling. He has really made a name for himself and has defied a nice little career so far. He has been a part of AEW shows. I believe he was in the first Double or Nothing buy-in, the Battle Royal, at which Hangman Page would win, but he had a nice little performance there. I mean, kind of... blink and you miss it, but you know what? Still cool that he was there. He has a great look. He's very athletic. He's very smooth. He's very reminiscent of his dad, you know, and it's very cool to see Brian Pillman Jr. possibly getting a tryout match for AEW, maybe even a dark match, but we'll have to see what lies ahead. I'd be very excited to see Brian Pillman Jr. in AEW. Moving on from AEW to WWE, not NXT, but to WWE, the main roster, SmackDown. As tonight, there is an Intercontinental Championship match as AJ Styles defends, not against Daniel Bryan, no, not against Matt Riddle, no, but a man who he should have defended the title about 2 weeks ago, Drew Gulak. As Drew Gulak, the week before AJ Styles beat Daniel Bryan in the finals of the SmackDown Intercontinental Championship Tournament, Drew Gulak, who is Daniel Bryan's coach, defeated AJ Styles in a roll-up victory. The roll-up victory was a part of the story in the very highly acclaimed TV match that Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles had for the Intercontinental Championship in the tournament finals. But tonight, Drew Gulak will get his shot at AJ Styles. I hope they give it as much time as they gave Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles, or at least, at the very least, the amount of time they gave Matt Riddle and AJ Styles the other week, because both matches were astounding and very clear why AJ Styles is a great choice as Intercontinental Champion. Do I think Drew Gulak is going to win? No, I think that they're holding off AJ Styles for either a feud with Matt Riddle where Riddle wins, or a different feud, but I think regardless of wherever AJ Styles goes, no matter how long he holds it, I do think at the end of this reign, he is losing that Intercontinental Championship to Matt Riddle. Now, Drew Gulak, on the other hand, is a very interesting commodity in the WWE right now. About a couple months ago, I believe right after Mania, he had a Intercontinental Championship qualifying match. It wasn't a qualifying match. It was a quarterfinals, correct? Against Daniel Bryan in a heck of a match. They had a very physical, very hard, very fast-paced, methodical match on SmackDown, which Daniel Bryan beat Drew Gulak, kicking him out of the tournament. Then it seemed that basically a day later, they announced that Drew Gulak had been released by the company after contract negotiations turned sour when Gulak asked for more money. This changed very quickly, though, as I believe the next weekend, Drew Gulak was back with the company after renegotiating his contract, because I believe the whole fiasco came, he wanted more money because his contract was expiring. WWE did not want to give him more money at that current moment, so his contract expired, which led to the news releasing that Gulak had been released. But instead, he seemed to be in total contact with WWE and never seemed like he was going to go anywhere else, like AEW or anything like that. But Gulak did re-sign with the company. I don't have his contract information here. Hopefully he did get the amount of money that he wanted to, or something close to it, because he is a Philly boy that deserves the world. I think he is a future star. Everything he has touched has turned to gold, whether it was his sidekick role with Enzo Amore, and as Enzo held the Cruiserweight Championship, the presentator always bringing out the slides on why 205 Live should not fly, no high flyers, all ground-based, or whether it was a sadistic NXT Cruiserweight Champion on 205 Live, which I would say, next to Neville, he's one of the best Cruiserweight Champions in that 205 Live era. He put more attention on that title than the title had beforehand, as I said before, when Neville had it. He is a great wrestler. I hope they put on an amazing match tonight. I think he's a future Intercontinental Champion, and I hope that this is the beginning for a big, entertaining, and star-packed future for Drew Gulak. Watch me eat my words when AJ Styles Pele kicks him in the face when the bell rings and then goes for the Phenomenal Forearm and wins. No, I really hope I don't report that. But let's go on to other news. As I said earlier, I believe last night in my news update, the AEW and NXT ratings were in, and NXT, for the second week in a row, for the first time ever, has beaten AEW. This is the first time NXT had a winning streak against AEW, and Sasha Banks and Chris Jericho both put out their opinions on Twitter. It came out with Sasha Banks first saying in a tweet that she called herself the draw for a reason, saying that the reason that AEW lost in the ratings was because she was promoted as the main event against Io Shirai, and what I said was a great match. It was a little overbooked, but that is something that Sasha should be saying, that she is the reason that AEW is losing to NXT right now. That's perfect. Jericho, on the other hand, went for a more statistical view on this matter, as he went out saying, what really matters in the statistics of ratings, and that was that AEW was number 6 in the 18 to 45 age demographic, which is the demographic that TV networks and advertisers value most of all, and that he also put out on his Twitter the graph of where AEW ranked upon other shows on cable as number 6, and as you can see in the graph, in the top 7 spots, NXT was nowhere to be found. That does seem to be a theme with NXT, as they have not beaten AEW in that 18 to 45 age demographic. So, what does this mean? Obviously, AEW lost NXT for the second week in a row. Is it the most important demographic that they beat them in? No, but NXT, nevertheless, beat them in viewership, which is something that AEW has to look out for. However, AEW does spark a flame in their younger audience, 18 to 45, because it's more reminiscent of the Attitude Era compared to WWE NXT on USA. NXT is not what it used to be, and I believe that there is more young support for AEW than there is for NXT. So, But currently, no matter what Jericho says, NXT beat AEW. No matter what you want, they're winning the war right, the quote unquote war right now. Now let's get out of the war and talk about some good. And when I like to talk about some good, I like to think about some good brothers. And my good brothers, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, they're just going, they're going around the world right now, aren't they? As it was reported earlier this week, earlier last week, I believe, that the Good Brothers were most definitely going to Impact Wrestling with a deal so lucrative you cannot turn it down. However, Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Radio quoted saying, "They've already cut the New Japan deal with Gedo." Also saying, "Although it's likely it doesn't go into effect until New Japan's hiring freeze ends." This also saying that the Good Brothers might just be going to Japan as well. What does this mean? It might mean that their contract at Impact Wrestling allows them to compete in other promotions. Impact Wrestling, we have seen this from them before. There was a time where their contracts would be just a lucrative deal where they could only stay in Impact and nowhere else. But as of late, as Impact's popularity has gone down, they have kind of pulled at straws trying to get anyone that they can. And if their contracts include that they can wrestle wherever they want while in Impact Wrestling, that is a great deal. So we could be seeing the Good Brothers in New Japan, which by Meltzer's quote, it's almost definite. And by a tweet that we saw after or before Fighter Fest went to air, the Good Brothers took a an old picture with some Bullet Brothers as the Young Bucks took a picture with the Good Brothers at Fighter Fest, showing that they were, as well as Brian Pillman Jr., were in the building that night. So a lot going on. We could see the Good Brothers, not just in Impact, not just in New Japan Pro Wrestling, but in AEW. And could this lead to a partnership between all the three brands? And where does this leave Ring of Honor due to New Japan and Ring of Honor's kind of suspicious partnership, to say the least, after their supercard in Madison Square Garden didn't go as planned, with Ring of Honor having some sketchy booking that New Japan did not know of, has kind of tainted the relationship. Luckily for Ring of Honor, they still have a deal with NWA Power. However, obviously, Ring of Honor is not up and running, and neither is NWA Power. So the three brands that we should be concerning ourselves with right now are the brands that are open for business, and that is Impact Wrestling, All Elite Wrestling, and New Japan Pro Wrestling. Could we be seeing a partnership? Who knows? But imagine the kind of dream matches that we would be getting from all three brands if their wrestlers aren't stuck with lucrative contracts. We could be seeing Chris Jericho go to Japan more. Well, obviously, the travel code right now, but when this pandemic does reach its end, fingers crossed, we could be seeing Jericho, Moxley, because Moxley is still the NJPW US champion. We could be seeing guys like Juice Robinson in AEW or Impact Wrestling. A lot of top prospect talents. Takahashi, Tanahashi, going to either Impact or AEW. The possibilities are endless. The dream matches are endless. And it's a great time for wrestling in wrestling and the world's darkest hour. It's odd to say, but this all spans out speculation from the Good Brothers contract with Impact Wrestling, now having a contract with New Japan Pro Wrestling, and a picture, not a contract, just a tweet of some Good Brothers reuniting with some Bullet Club for life. And that, ladies and gents, is the end of this news update. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed a little fresh 15-17 minute video, or not video, podcast. Please join me again. Continue to support the podcast. I love you. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Don't be low-key. And stay, ironically, low-key in your home. Goodbye. Mwah.